the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 449, Munch No More.
Bringing you the funny since 2005, it's the Comedy Forecast Comedy Podcast, powered by its patrons. For as little as a dollar, you can help support the show and get episodes before everyone else. To find out more, just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4, on Patreon.com. That's Patreon.com. Or go to ComedyForecast.com and click on the Patreon link on the page. Thank you.
Hi, folks. Clinton here. Welcome to, or welcome back to, Comedy Forecast. The other day, while perusing Facebook, I came across a post from my friend Kristen. She was posting an article that says the Chuck E. Cheese pizza chain is probably going to get rid of their animatronic band. That's right. We're about to wave bye-bye-bye to the original manufactured pop band. If you've never been inside a Chuck E. Cheese, you might not be familiar with what's going on here. Chuck E.'s is pretty much a hyperactive scream palace for kids' birthday parties. They have trailing edge arcade games where you can earn tickets to trade in for old, dried-out Hannah Montana erasers. They serve pizza-like objects that are rumored to be non-toxic. And then there's the house band, an act known by the moniker Munch's Make-Believe Band. It's not a real band. It's an eclectic group of animatronic animals. That's right. This is the place where you can find Mr. Munch, a giant purple McDonald's gremlin wannabe, on keyboards. Jasper T. Jowls, a guitar-picking hound dog. Helen Henny, a six-foot chicken in a miniskirt. Pasquale, a pizza-making Italian chef on drums. And the man himself, Chuck E. Cheese. But he's not a man. He's a giant gray rat. Now, I know what you're thinking. Hold on. A chef and a rat together in a restaurant? Was Chuck E. Cheese actually the inspiration for Ratatouille? No. But consider this. It was the inspiration for the horror video game Five Nights at Freddy's. Heck, that game almost plays out like a documentary of the place. But what's the deal? Why didn't this work out? You'd think this animatronic band was the local neighborhood answer to Disney's Country Bear Jamboree. The truth is, it's less like magical Disney World and more like real-life Westworld. Munch and the gear-driven gang are prone to break down in hilarious-slash-nightmare-inducing ways. Their eyes will suddenly start to twitch, rotate independent of each other, or flutter in unwelcomed flirtatious ways. Their bodies will spin and flop in unnatural directions. And worst of all, they will suddenly freeze up, mid-song. It's kind of like watching a Windows 98 laptop struggle to run the latest bloated version of iTunes. But it looks like that is all coming to an end. Chuck and the gang are being permanently powered down. And it occurred to me, this is how bad the job situation has gotten in this country. Now we're laying off the robots, too. Wow. The good news is, these automatons gut talent rejects aren't much competition when it comes to the job market. Let's face it, they have zero transferable skills. Nobody is going to hire Pasquale as a chef. Although, it would be fun to see Gordon Ramsay lay into him on Hell's Kitchen. Chuck E. Cheese has probably been banned from Disney for life for defamation of species. And they could never get a gig playing at a club. They don't actually play their instruments. Jasper T. Jowls was doing air guitar while holding an actual guitar. So, farewell, Munch's Make-Believe Band. We'll play you out. Because you can't do it yourself.
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick? Well, If you want to get in touch with the show, send an email to podcast@comedyforecast.com or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004.
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right. Okay. Well, you can follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. And a special thank you to all of our Patreon patrons.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.